When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42. Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Jay Baca?
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com, that's LegacySupps.com, and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show, and we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom. This is one of the things what I want to talk about for talks this week is the way like the media kind of like the media manipulates stories and narratives and stuff and all that. So I want to get into this because this is to me this is kind of fascinating. Is that like literally
now? You know, let me ask you a question. Are we going to talk about Ukraine? Because I read the whole article.
That's the thing.
Okay,
that's what I want to talk about. Because I want to talk about like. The thing about this article is Joe, get pull that article up because I want you to read it too because I can't. I read similar articles, but like that headline was a good one to show you guys. But it's the same thing, right?
It's a very long column, so only read like one fourth of it.
Well, I just want to, because I want to bring up the point. Okay, right. Is that they're finally, because like this is how the media narratives, and like if you like the reason I don't read the New York Times, Washington Post, I don't watch CNN, I don't watch MSNBC, I don't watch Fox News, I don't watch all these corporate media entities. Okay, because if you're involved in the corporate media. Right. You are just being subjected to brainwashing. All right. And you're voluntarily subjecting yourself to they're delivering you the narrative. And if you want to accept the narrative and then repeat the narrative, then you're like the useful idiot in the conversation. Right. But just read the headline of the article. What's the headline, Joe?
Nazi symbols on Ukraine's front lines highlight thorny issues of history. It says,
OK.
Go ahead.
Right.
Read the bottom part, the subtext.
Troops' use of patches bearing Nazi emblems risk fueling Russian propaganda and spreading imagery that the West has spent a half century trying to eliminate.
Okay. Right. So this whole Ukraine narrative, we are all in. Our government, our media, people with Ukrainian flags on their lawn and stuff and all that. And it's like people that have been following the news like the past like 7-8 years, okay, have seen the stories like how they were literally – the media was literally reporting – on a large Nazi, like shoot real life Nazi element in Ukraine and their military. Okay. Right. They have a group called the Azov Battalion. It's their best trained fighters. Okay.
Right.
And they just have, they have Nazi roots. They wear the Nazis, the swastika. They embrace Nazism. Okay. And because we're enemies of, like our media has painted us, we're enemies of Russia. When Russia attacked Ukraine and Putin, one of his things that says he wants to denazify Ukraine,
right?
Okay, we immediately had to, like, the media had to scuttlebutt and arrange a narrative. It's like, okay, well, they're not really Nazis anymore, right? And it's like, people like me are like, well, wait a second. Like, and to the point when you're like, you're trying to post this stuff on social media, everybody's attacking you. Oh, well, they're not, like, because of the strength of the narrative is like, well we can't forward this Nazi stuff. That they have shoot Nazis in their military, right? Yeah. And so the media like just did a number on everybody, okay? To basically like, you know, well, we're all in on Ukraine, we're all in on the war, we're, you know, anti-Putin and stuff and things. And it's like, okay, we'll time out. That's fine and dandy, but if you guys want to like in this climate on social media. Like talk about how Trump's a Nazi, right? MAGAs are Nazis. If you want to use that language, you can't support this Ukraine stuff because it's a complete like hypocrisy on like a mega level. Like you know, how can you sit there and you know say, oh, this is Nazi or you're Nazis? This is Nazi like a Nazi uprising in the United States, white supremacy? It's like wait a second, but you're literally supporting a country that is supporting Nazis, and it's you know I'm like. Okay, finally, the mainstream media has come around to like, yeah, you know what? We have been supporting a country that supports Nazis. And like you're seeing the like the rhetoric starting to change. And I'm wondering if like coming out of this, it's like we're hearing like I was reading that like there's two different like perfect example. Like you know how like Fox News is their narrative. You know, MSNBC is their narrative. Like we've talked about this over the years. There's a story happens and there's literally two different versions, you know, the right wing version, the left wing version, of what happened. But the facts remain. You have to like look at what happened and like decide for yourself what's the narrative. Right. But you're being delivered narratives. Right. So like now we're getting to the point where it's like, OK, how are we going to talk our way out of this where we're literally like kind of having to admit that like, yeah, we have been supporting Nazis this whole time. And I'm just wondering if this is the way, if Russia, because like we're hearing from our media, Ukraine's winning the war. You look at Al Jazeera and stuff and like all those other, you know, outside our country and they're saying Russia is you know, doing very well in the war, right? Like they're eating up land and they're gaining stuff. And you're just wondering if like, you know, maybe because this, that Ukraine's losing the war, that we're trying to like the media is going to switch and like change the narrative. You're like, trying to maybe stay in the Ukrainian, you know, but like their nation is like, well, they've embraced Nazism because they're losing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because we're investing a lot into a war that's a losing war, And now we're like, you're going to see our media start quietly starting to paint the narrative. Like, yeah, well, the Ukraine has a lot of Nazis, trying to make it look like, okay, well, we're not going to embrace them anymore because they're losing. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, in this article, the Ukrainian defense minister says, we emphasize that Ukraine categorically condemns any manifestations of Nazism. What worries me in the Ukrainian context is the people Ukraine who are in leadership positions, either they don't or they're not willing to acknowledge and understand how these symbols are viewed outside of Ukraine.
Right.
I think Ukrainians need to increasingly realize that these images undermine support for the country.
Yeah.
But here's a problem. By the way, you know, NATO, which is that Ukraine is the NATO alliance, which Ukraine wants to join. Right. They don't tolerate Nazi patches.
Right.
You know?
Of course. It's probably, which is broke.
But here's the reason they have Nazi symbolism, because I don't know if you know this, but the Ukrainians, you know, Lenin had those famous famines and millions of Russians died. You know, him and Stalin were just fucking, they did so much damage to their own country. But anyways, they suffered a lot under the Soviet government, Ukraine did. And so when the Germans came in, they actually saw them as liberators, and they fought side by side, you know, Ukrainian nationalists and Nazis. And that's why they have those symbolisms.
Right. Okay. There's roots. Right. There's right. like something.
But,
like the
but you got to remember, in this, Ukraine has never attacked anybody. But Russia, you know, they've tried to invade fucking Chechnya, Moldova, Georgia, Crimea, you know, so they're very aggressive. And Europe as a whole has a huge problem with far white nationalists. I mean, Hungary has a big problem. Austria has a big problem.
Poland.
Finland, Broland, you won't believe Poland. You won't believe the Switzerland, right? But what I'm trying to say is Putin's trying to say that we need to denazify Ukraine when it's just a little core group, because, bro, we don't got to go any farther than the fucking American South. When I was in the Navy, you had all these fucking groups on the ship, you know, and they were wearing fucking Confederate flags as bandanas.
Right.
I had guys telling me on my ship that they used to have Ku Klux Klan meetings, and they would name it such as that in the 60s and the 70s. Okay. Even in the 90s, they had problem in the armies and the airborne divisions with white nationalists, you know, so we're talking about a small little core group, and they're trying to make like the whole country. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was in the military, when I was in the military, I would always see with these white guys that they had these fucking novels called the Turner Diaries, which you know what that is, right?
Right.
I know what that is.
Right. So that was it. And so why are these guys carrying this? So one day I read it. Bro, and it's this novel that was written in the late 70s. They want the government to collapse. They want a race war. They want extermination of all non-whites. And I was like, there were people on my ship is what I'm saying. And I'm thinking, are there people that actually believe this?
You know who did believe in the Turner Diaries, Conan?
Was Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Right.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you got to get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off at the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, it's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. All right. Well, this comes full circle because this is very interesting because it triggered something that I had put out there on social media a couple weeks ago. And I was married for it, right?
Right.
And it was a little small little comment I made and something. But my question is, because you were in the military, okay?
Right.
My question is like, and I said this, like, look, if you know, Nazis, far white nationalists and stuff, and you know, like, you know, we're a country now that's it's embracing diversity, equity, inclusion, stuff like, you know, the anti-racism.
But it still exists. It still exists, because I'll tell you why. Let me tell you that.
Let me just say one thing. Okay.
Let me just say one thing. Charlottesville. That is just one example.
So here's my point that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
All right. We have Nazis. There's a far extreme. We have white nationalists. We have.
Right.
What if they want to fight for our country?
What do you mean?
Very interesting. Like I said, like if there's one thing that these people would be good, if you want to put them to use, I would think about like to fight for our country. Like if they want to like literally, like if they don't like Chinese people. If they don't like,
I see what you're saying.
Okay, so
bro,
like,
we don't gotta go that far,
right,
bro? They're all in the military, bro. If you look at the Capitol riots, half of those guys were ex-military,
military, police.
Police, so, right?
Okay, they're into the like. There's certain aspects of society where you can like take the worst people and like shit. This guy's willing to go to front line and die to defend our country. It's like. I'm not going to tell him no just because he's a Nazi or white supremacist. You know, if he's willing to fight, like who's going to line up to fight people if we have to fight? And if like white supremacists and Nazis are willing to step up and fight against, you know, a common enemy that even like, you know, non-racists, like, you know, if you want to fight to survive and to live, my question is, it's like, how can we sit there and say we won't embrace these people in our military and stuff if we're literally embracing Nazis in a military in another country and send them money. That was my whole point.
You would almost have to segregate them, because if you're going to mix them with blacks and Latinos and they don't like them, shit's going to pop off. They might have to be like their own unit, almost like they used to do with the brothers back in the day, where all the blacks were in one fucking unit.
Per example, if you want to like, if our country was ever under attack, all right, and you know, we didn't – let's say go into the future, 20 years in the future. The Second Amendment has been whittled down. Like, not a lot of people have guns and stuff. And, like, for some reason, the Chinese or, like, another foreign country, like, started getting into Mexico and they attacked us, literally an invasion, right? Would you – if you needed to defend the country, would you let prisoners out of prison like the gang members if they were willing to fight? You know, for survival – Where would your like ideology like extend to? If like, you know, you're against Nazis, you're against white supremacy, but like, okay, somebody's trying to come to kill you. Are you willing, if these people are willing to like defend you?
I don't know, because
would you be willing to?
I don't know, because
right.
It is, because you have to interact with other people.
Right.
So if you're a racist and you're by a black guy, the black guy, you know, doesn't trust you. You know what I'm saying? If you're a prisoner, I mean, they don't take well to orders. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, like,
you're kind of open. It's a good question, but I think you.
In life or death, would you be willing to like, you know, would you be willing to die as opposed to fight? Like, would you let a Nazi fight alongside you to live, or would you be red? Would you rather die fight?
I guess the second part. Yeah.
Right. Most people would, which is why I threw that question out there a few weeks ago, and like this article kind of like let me like, you know.
Joe, can you read me some of the comments off of that? I'd like to hear what people said.
Okay. Yeah, I was. I'm looking at that now. Before that, I was looking up what countries have actually released prisoners to fight in wars, and of course, the first things that came up was the Ukraine's done it and Russia's done it against each other. Prisoners with combat experience.
Really,
bro? You know what's the worst one? Let me tell you something worse than that. In Mexico, they let prisoners out to go do hits on people, and then at night, and then they bring them back into prison.
Put them back in. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Well, my question, like you know, when you think about this, is like, you know, as we start seeing our military recruitment, police recruitment are just on the massive downswing. We literally can't find people fit enough. Like based on there's almost like 50% obesity in this country right now, right? We can't find people fit enough to join the military. Police
recruitment.
It's unbelievable. I'm just wondering. It's like when you start lowering the standards, it's right. like we're going to find ourselves. It's like, shit, you know, these people, these guys can fight. They're good health. They know how to fight. They know how to shoot, but they're Nazis. It's like, well, we kind of need people. You know, it's like, yeah. I wonder well, if those, like, if you
pretty soon, right, pretty yeah, soon, pretty, if yeah. a, if I if AI goes the way it's going, we'll have a whole fleet of RoboCops. Believe yeah, right. that, because they already have the little robot dog that goes in to yeah. sniff out bombs, and you know what yeah. I'm saying. And the crazy, RoboCop yeah. is not far behind, bro.
Right. We're yeah. seeing the rise of AI and robotics.
Mr. Gilberti, please come with me. Please come with me, Mr. Gilberti.
Well, they literally in China. That's an authoritarian. We're getting very authoritarian. When robots start policing, like
right.
we're just going to be like, you know, authoritarian control, right? The right. robots are going to control everything. But like in China right now, they literally have drones. Like the policing, like, you know, right. you know, please disperse this area. Like, you know, I mean, right. like, yeah, it's fair. Like, we haven't seen that yet because we're more of a free country than, like, you know, the, right. the but we're starting to, you can see the yeah. vice.
Oh, definitely.
The vice like grip and like free speech is getting controlled. Things you could do are starting to get like, they're starting to control us more slowly, but surely we're trying to fight it. In this country, because we're one of the freest countries in the world, but you're seeing the freedoms being taken away from, like, bro, this 20-year window. We've seen, like I never ever worried. Like, of course, you don't use vulgar language, you don't say the N word, you don't like the things you just wouldn't do in public, right? But there's right. like so many things now you're scared to say that you wouldn't right. have been scared to say 20 years ago. They just would have right. flown off your tongue. And then you see that just like the control, they're controlling our thoughts. They're controlling the way we speak.
Well,
slowly but surely, you know, I'm wondering where 20 years from now, where we're going to be, you know?
The thing is, you just have to, you just have to, okay, you just have to filter yourself, because it's almost like if you went to meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time, no way you're going to say a bad word. So right. you almost have to think like that when you talk in public and on a podcast or anything like that, because your words will be held against you. And it seems like forever, you know, and I'd right. rather go to jail than to be in the jail of public opinion, because at least in jail, you serve your sentence and you're out. No, in the eye of the public opinion, you're done. It's cancel
right.
culture.
Yeah. And if yeah. you try to get back in, it's like they right. cancel you again. You know, it's like, right. yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that's been a good conversation. I like that.
All right. So this was Talks. Thank you for your contributions, Fiend. Oh, what were you going to say, Joe? Did he forget?
Wow.
Did I Glenn Gilberti you?
Yeah. What were you talking
about? Now, you wanted to say something, but I interrupted you. And you gave me the floor.
It's okay. All right.
Beanie with the quick takes, with the quick wit. Yeah. If you got any questions, comments, opinions, keep them to yourself. Nah. Send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. And we will see you next week on K100 Talks. Boom.
Do it real quick. Hey, what K100 Talks? Do an intro for K100 Talks real quick.
This is this week's K100 Talks. What do you got, Disco?
Did you mark that, Joe?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Let's do the mailbag.
Give me 1 minute because there's a guy working on my car. Wait 1 second.
Go ahead.
Look.